than what you see. You're even in my dreams. I can hear you, baby, I can hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you. All I ever want to do is thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. Authorities in New York City, the manhunt, are chasing some new leads as they try to find the gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Our sources tell us that authorities have a name for that person of interest that possibly murdered UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Now, they are working on the name to confirm it right now, to release it to the public. This comes just 24 hours after those new pictures came out, the first clear image of the person of interest.
The New York shooting unleashed online anger about the U.S. healthcare system in general, and now Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield says it will not limit reimbursements for anesthesia during surgery as it had planned to do. There was a backlash. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The number one cause of bankruptcy is healthcare-related expenses. According to KFF polling, after groceries, transportation, and rent, healthcare costs are the number one cost of concern to families in this country.
Federal appeals court has just upheld the law that aims to ban TikTok here in the U.S. if it's not sold by its Chinese owners early next year. An appeal could take it to the Supreme Court. On the economy, business analyst Jill Schlesinger has news of a strong employment report from the government.
As expected, the job market has bounced back strongly in November. The Labor Department reported that the economy produced 227,000 jobs. And importantly, the two previous months were revised higher by a total of 56,000 jobs.
The jobless rate now 4.2%. CBS News has learned that President Biden is considering issuing preemptive pardons for some of Donald Trump's harshest critics. The president-elect has vowed to go after his political rivals. CBS's Nancy Cordes asked Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara, about the pardon story.
She said that Trump has no intention of going on some kind of revenge tour or retribution tour once he is president. She said his sole goal is going to be on working for the American people and that he is not going to be seeking to get back at those who he disagreed with his first time in office.
In a social media post today, Trump praises his embattled choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Lionel Messi has been named Major League Soccer's MVP. Now to Paris. A choir preps for this weekend's opening of the refurbished Notre Dame Cathedral, ravaged by fire 5 years ago. And checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is higher. This is CBS News.
power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. It's a $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County for Eli Lilly. The pharmaceutical company is adding on to its Pleasant Prairie facility to boost production of diabetes and obesity medications. It'll create 750 new jobs. Construction is set to start next year. A Kenosha High School student appeared in court remotely yesterday after being charged with bringing a loaded gun to school. Prosecutors are trying to transfer the case to adult court. The 16-year-old remains in juvenile detention, facing multiple charges, including making terroristic threats. Racine County voters will head to the polls on December 19th for a special election to choose a new county executive. The election features candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Early voting options are available. And Burlington has their big Christmas parade today. It'll lead to road closures in that downtown. The parade starts at 6:30 and ends with the mayor lighting the Christmas tree in Wemhoff Square. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi from Ford Field in Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converted that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College Hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
She's got a ticket to ride. those hits. And now Christmas Classics 2 on WRJN. I don't think when this song first came out in early 1970 that we could have imagined that someday it would be used to sell ladies' razor blades. Venus, the original by Shocking Blue, not this Bananarama stuff on WRJN.
Back to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
local news, timeless hits, and local sports, too. Badgers playing Marquette tomorrow. And yeah, the game's going to be here on WRJN.
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any classic car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or Gateway Classic Cars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1, Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Incorporated and X-Golf team up for the annual Holiday Toy Drive. Bring a new unwrapped toy and spread holiday cheer to local kids. Celebrate with Santa Claus, festive fun, food, drinks, and a swing on the cutting-edge golf simulators. Also, don't miss out on the X-Golf gift card sale, simulator package specials, and lesson package discounts. Learn more at xgolfkenosha.com and stop by the lounge off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1 at X-Golf.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
It's the fourth day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Happy 8 Collectibles at Southridge Mall. Your stop for toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and the second annual HappyCon next weekend. From December 13th through 15th at Southridge Mall, enjoy vendors, gaming, and celebrity guests like WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle on the 14th from 11 to 6. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus' lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer, pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children see it all as merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus' lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus' lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus' lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Cause Santa Claus comes tonight. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, and Paul Harvey's rest of the story. He's here at 12:05 here on WRJN. But first, let's get you updated from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lots of jobs and lots of investment are coming to Kenosha County. Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. The drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin. It might be a little bit before our Racine County Wingstop is back to normal. Following up on yesterday's news, it was an 84-year-old woman that drove through the front window of the Caledonia Wingstop on Douglas Avenue yesterday. She and her 89-year-old husband were in the vehicle, and both are okay. The restaurant is still open, but for carryout only at this point. A first-ever calendar featuring artwork by Racine Elementary students will soon be available. The calendar contest, run by the Racine Financial Empowerment Center, ran from April through the summer and accepted entries from kindergarten through eighth grade students. It's an effort meant to spotlight fiscal responsibility among children. Mayor Corey Mason says the students' artwork will not only brighten homes and offices, but will also serve as a reminder of the importance of financial education. Those calendars will be ready for pickup at the library Monday the 16th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
WRJN. How sweet it is to be loved. Stand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved.
So fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
Local news, timeless hits. Let's hit the beach with the Beach Boys in our Little Deuce Coupe.
Just a little discoop with a flat in the
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News, Timeless Hits, and Shiny Red Superstock Dodges. from Pasadena, no less, on WRJN.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Nobody mean, and the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me fast. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
Local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. And he always does such a great job. It's like sitting around the Cracker Barrel at the general store and hearing a very good storyteller tell very good stories. That's what Paul Harvey's rest of the story is. And it's coming up minutes from now, 12:05 on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. Plus, personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Prepaid gift cards are popular for both shoppers and scammers. Only purchase gift cards from authorized retailers. And before buying one, check for signs of package tampering, a scratched-off security code, or added barcode sticker. After purchasing gift cards, use them quickly to avoid theft by a scammer. Finally, only scammers will demand you pay them with a gift card. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov or call the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN, and the very first big hit for Three Dog Nights, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Down. to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.